Today, President Donald Trump took a major step in dealing with the opioid epidemic, killing tens of thousands of Americans a year.
I am directing all executive agencies to use every appropriate emergency authority to fight the opioid crisis.
The White House speech laid out an ambitious vision of stamping out opioid addiction within a generation while treating those currently suffering. Trump mentioned his own brother's struggle with alcoholism and of being moved by infants born at a hospital in West Virginia dependent on opioids. But the speech offered few concrete policy proposals to aid public health officials, families, and first responders across the country. Alaska's Bill Walker was among six governors who were at the White House for the president's signing ceremony.
You know, it had a very familiar feel to it of when on February 14th, when I issued a declaration of disaster. So I think it's a positive thing that we're all in the field now.
Walker was the second governor in the country to declare a state-level disaster related to opioids. Supporters of the move say it helped save lives by putting thousands of units of the overdose-reversing drug naloxone into the hands of Alaskans and marshaled state resources to better confront addiction while curbing access to prescription pain pills. Walker says the federal declaration could unlock more funds for Alaska or provide greater flexibility in federal rules.
Much of what he has proposed is much of what we're doing in Alaska already, but to do it on a national basis has greater significance.
One of Alaska's authorities on the opioid crisis is Dr. Jay Butler, the state's chief medical officer, who was also in Washington for the day's events.
What we heard today was a very high-level overview, which I think was very positive. But there's two questions. What are some of the specifics that this will mean? And are there resources that are going to support some of the visionary ideals that we heard today?
Butler hopes the declaration will prompt a supplemental appropriation from Congress to bring more money into states for treatment and prevention efforts. One remark the president made that stood out to Butler was a reference to ending a rule known as the IMD exclusion, which bans Medicaid payments to treatment facilities that have more than 16 beds. In Alaska, that has been a major barrier. One member of the Anchorage Assembly, who's worked for the Aquila Recovery Center, says if it weren't for the IMD rule, they'd be able to double the number of beds at the facility. State officials have already asked for an exemption from the policy. After Trump's declaration, people working up close on substance abuse and recovery are optimistic.
No, it's a really, really big deal.
Carl Soderstrom is one of the founders of Fiend to Clean, a program in Wasilla that helps connect people with treatment and recovery. He constantly works with people who are trying to get clean, but who don't have the money for private treatment options and can't get a spot in facilities that accept Medicaid.
The majority of Alaskans that are indigent, that are homeless, that are IV drug users, a lot of these folks meet the criteria for a residential treatment stay, but don't have access to one.
Soderstrom says the president's move opens the door for expanded treatment, and he hopes programs like his will see a trickle-down in funds if federal dollars follow. He thinks it's unfortunate the disaster declaration has taken so long, and points out that since the president first announced his intention of designating a federal emergency in August, thousands of Americans have died from opioid overdoses. Still, for Soderstrom, this drives the issue to the front of public consciousness.
I think it's great news. I think that President Trump was really smart to put the Commission on Substance Abuse together. And I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. This disaster declaration pushes the opiate epidemic up as a priority. So now we have to do something about it.
Both of Alaska senators applauded today's move and say they'll push for additional resources.